This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Say hello on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what up? This is homeboy Sandman. I'm kicking it with Sarah Love, who I love, who spins all the dope records in the United Kingdom and somehow manages to know about all the dope records before I even know about them, and they all made in my neighborhood. So, Sarah Love, I salute you. You are ill. Thank goodness for the World Wide Web. Peace.
Bonjour, bonjour. I didn't know what to say other than bonjour.
It's a long time since I've been here, it seems, as I was away last week. But before we get through into everything else that's happening, shouts out to the main man, Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. You can listen back to that show, and every FUBAR show is catalogued on the website. And last week on this show, I was away, but Chudat was here with my Stiggy taking care of you. They were chatting with Verb T. They had loads of goodness and a dope open mic as well. So hit up FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop for that goodness. And coming up today, Mice is away. So we're like, me and Mice do get on, honestly. It's not that we're trying to like avoid each other or anything. But yes, I'd like to welcome in his place a very special guest and co-host for the show, Marv Radio.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Tu parles français?
Un petit peu.
Oh yeah, I've been learning Spanish actually.
Yeah,
I have been learning Spanish recently, but anyway,
it's good to be here.
It's lovely to have you here. Thank you for stepping into the Voice of Chocolate Velvet Cakes mighty shoes.
Voice of Chocolate.
But yes, and we have loads of treats in store for you today as well, including other special guests like Soweto Kinch is going to be in the studio with us. He has so much to run you through that's happening with him. And we're going to be speaking to the winner, the UK winner of End of the Week, G-Bag. We're going to be catching up with him and hearing how that all went down.
Amazing.
Well, I can't wait to hear about it all from him. We're going to be grilling him because I missed out. So yeah, looking forward to hearing all about it. And yes, always spreading the love here on the show, of course. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we might even have a live hip-hop hookup, but no pressure or anything, no pressure. As Mice is away, it will be Marv investigating.
Yeah.
You ready for that, Marv?
I am, yeah, I think so.
You think so? I'm sure you're
ready.
I didn't
I didn't have the magnifying glass or anything for the picture, so...
Sherlock Holmes. And also open mic as usual. And I've got loads of dope music for you as well. Brand new DJ Supreme, The Fly Hooligan, some beautiful music new from Verb T and Pitch 92. So you know what, without further ado, remember to hit us up in the studio. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Send us your shouts. You can reach us on Twitter as well @foodbarradio. What's your Twitter, Marv?
@MarvRadio.
And you can reach me @DJSarahLove. But let's play you something brand new from a guest who was on the show just a few weeks ago with his original partner in crime, Bionic, as one half of London Posse. But this is something brand new from him solo, Rodney P. This is Hip Hop, it's FUBAR Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we move, big linking with them thinking. Rhythm killer inside for the people. One away with no equal, alongside Long Tolu. As we represent for the soldiers, for the troops. Yes indeed. Long Tolu, alongside rhythm killer. Big blood clot things we're in up. You hear me? Yo, more life, how you mean? Got to rhythm killer, why your rock can't come in? I tell them, say them like me, show me fresh, I know me clean. But them boy, they don't like me, true, them can't make the team. But their mum's coming like lobster greens. Oh, moody, you're full of blokes. Killer quotes, I got jokes, heads bust like cantaloupes. If I'm a rope, put a rapper in a chokehold and strangle his oats. Still I'm easy, I ride waves like Papillon. Star, believe me, tell a rapper go put your nappy on before you shit up and fuck your team up. I'm lean up, I'm rap Viagra, I'm here to hold the scene up. I wanna turn down the light, and turn down my bed, and turn down the voices that live inside my head. I tune into some X vibration instead. Yeah, you're in tune into some X vibration instead. I wanna turn down. Tune into some next vibration instead, you hear me? Into some next type of motion. Yo, rhythm killer, don't you watch my side? Because the dog has got a lot of fighting and been winning. Here from the beginning, windmilling and bat spinning. And still here,
But life is wicked here. Life can get dread, yet still we find our next vibration instead. Yo,
let the man be what he wanna be. Yeah,
yeah. I wanna turn down the light and turn down my bed and turn down the voices that live inside my head. I tune into some next vibration instead. Yeah, you hear me? Tune into some next vibration instead. I wanna turn down the light and hold a little med and build a little one spliff and get a little red. I tune into some next vibration instead. Yeah, you hear me? Into some next type of motion. Free. Yes, indeed. Ragamuffin has been going and lean. Please believe. We're not easy. You gotta love it. Ragamuffin and we take nothing of it. Big and blood clot heavy. Massive and open ready. You hear me? Massive and open ready. Yes, indeed, people. You're done now already. This is Rodney P.
Yeah, yeah, bionic there.
London Pussy inside. You're done now. It's vibes. Come to represent some love with the lovely Miss Sarah alongside my brethren, Mice Diggy. Yeah, food bar style all the while. Done now. Yo, people, this is the original London Pussy inside.
Yeah, yeah, you get me, mate. Even listen to it in Ghana, bruv. You know what I'm saying?
Sit there, we get around. Food bar style, wild man, easy. Big up Miss Sarah. Love my man, Mice Diggy, every time.
Double shout out. But this time, it's not my Stiggy. He's working hard somewhere. This time, we are joined by the one and only Marv Radio. That last cut before we get into saying hi to Marv, that was
Fire.
L'Entourloupe. I'm not sure. Featuring Rodney P, Forgotten Skank. That's taken from their new album, which is dropping at the end of the month. But that song has literally just come out in the last 48 hours or so. Sounding good, you right?
Super fresh, super fresh.
And how are you though, Marv?
I'm good. I'm just recovering from a long weekend.
I bet you are, because you know, Lissy and Abby, the last time, I know all the listeners, the last time I spoke to Marv was I was last minute running down to the New Guards show in
New Guards
in Holloway Road, and I wasn't sure if I was going to get there before the doors closed, so then I quickly rang Marv. This is like 10 to midnight or something. And I was like, Marv, like, how are you doing? And then I was sort of like, okay, I think you don't seem to realise who you're talking to.
Yeah, I thought it was a booty call, I'm not going
to
lie.
You did? I straight up got to hear how Marv chats to his booty call. So, yeah, but I hope that panned out nicely for you anyway, the booty call that you were expecting.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Oh, good. Yeah. See, we like to spread the love on the show.
Shout out to Edinburgh Fringe. That was a crazy month.
Yeah, tell me. I feel so embarrassed to say I've never been to Edinburgh.
You got to do it once. It's a beautiful city. The Fringe is crazy. You got every kind of art you'd want to see. You got live music. You got theatre. You got comedy, street performers. It's insane. Like 30 days doing shows. It's
crazy.
Yeah, next level.
Yeah.
Next level.
What were you doing there then?
So I was there with a play called First Light with a lot of my friends. Kind of like it was like a shamanic play. So it was healing and people were talking about traumas and getting through all of that. And that went really well. We had a nice run. I was also doing street performing. And I met this amazing goddess from LA, and now I'm having to deal with the fact that she's not in England. So yeah.
Oh no! Yeah, Long distance relationship sagas.
Yeah, I didn't believe in them.
You didn't?
Somehow.
I feel as though we need to drop some. Tell me about the struggles of the long distance.
can we just move on?
That's just something stuck in your eye, isn't it?
That yeah, wasn't, no,
yeah. Oh dear, but no, how exciting though to do a proper run at Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking to take my own show there next year because I want to do, I've got some big plans for next year. Going to do an album, theatre piece, film and comic book, all the same story wrapped up into one. So yeah, going to go put that in Edinburgh next year.
Crazy. How do you see yourself primarily? Like, are you first up an MC? Like, how, for people who don't know about Marv Radio, break it down.
Yeah, primarily I'm an MC, like the original definition, master of ceremony. So like I beatbox, which I was informed is a form of MC in any way, like controlling the mic, master of ceremony. But I've been rapping since I was a little kid. I do spoken word, another form of MCing. I host MCing. I actually do ceremonies and spiritual healing, which is another ceremony. So, yeah, fully see myself as an MC, but I love theatre. I love to teach, you know. However I can... Like, I don't like to do the same thing over and over. It bores me, so...
Yeah.
Only thing I don't do is DJing and graffiti, so I'll leave that to you.
Damn.
And the graffiti to the rest of
them. What, you break?
Yeah.
Break.
Yeah, not as good as some of my friends, but yeah, I like to throw down and get a bit crazy sometimes.
Yeah. I want to hear some of these beatbox skills. Do you do the... That's the classic one. And oh, I can't do it. That was my attempt to beatboxing.
That was close to my signature sound.
Ooh.
Yeah, just keep it changing with the beatboxing, man. You got to always give something fresh and new.
Well, maybe you'll treat us to some more cool sound effects later on in the show.
Of course.
Oh, I like that. I'm quite good at that voice, actually.
Let's hear it.
Of course. Of course.
That was quite good, right?
That's a bit scary. I'm looking at your face.
I know.
I look great.
Yeah, it wasn't correct. But, you know, regular listeners to this show, you know that we like to set things off with on a positive tip, which is also why I was so happy to have Marv here with us today. Because, you know, there's so much madness going on in the world where I just think people feel so overwhelmed, and spending so much time on social media is like this nonstop bombardment of news and people wanting to pick fights and send young kids to go and fight their fights for them, and 100%. Hurricanes and all this madness, you know, and it's
nuclear
easy.
Nuclear warheads.
Yeah,
crazy stuff.
Exactly, and it's easy to forget that there's actually really cool stuff going on in the world, and cool things that people have done and achieved that don't get enough light, you know, because we're living in this fast news era, I think.
100%.
You know, and so that's also why it was nice to hear what Marv does in his spare time. And when you're out there grafting in Edinburgh and places. But, you know, so that's why we like to set the show off with something very important that we like to call the...
Big up, big up!
And I would like to just say big up to us with the dreadlock takeover
in the
studio.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think if we do one of those face swap things, it could get a bit scary.
Well, mice reps the dreads, not?
Mice at Hayes, or no, Mice. Well, I'm sure he reps for the dreadlocks,
yeah,
massive,
fully,
but
fully.
He reps mostly for the shiny forehead, which we've all got love for the shiny forehead. But you see, this week, in this last week, it was the anniversary of the death of someone who I think's a pretty special dude. Have you heard of Steve Biko before?
Of course, legend,
yeah.
Absolute freedom fighter.
Yes. And so this last week on the 12th of September, it was the anniversary of Steve Biko's death. He died in 1977. He was aged just 30. And it's crazy because, I mean, I know it sounds like a downer because he died after being beaten by South African security forces, because he was really someone who was a major part in like the upliftment and the ending of apartheid in South Africa, and just bringing awareness to what was going on in South Africa. So, you know, and me being half South African, I had to send a
big up, big up
to Steve Biko.
You know, look at what he achieved by the time he was 30. Like, I'm turning 30 this year. I've done pretty much nothing. Like, Steve Biko did a revolution, you know?
It's awesome, it's isn't it? No, you haven't done hardly anything.
Or in comparison, you know.
Well, you know, we can't live comparing ourselves to others, isn't it? Because that's a tough journey to take. But yeah, no, that's also what I think is incredible when you realise a man was 30 years old and, he was considered a major threat by the South African government because of the things that he was writing and speaking. And, he got nicknamed the father of black consciousness. So he's and shouts out to an old friend of mine who he's actually named Biko after Steve Biko, which I'm always like, wow, that's such a cool name to have. So I think it's just important if we don't celebrate and remind people of these stories and these legacies, you know, it's easy for them to kind of get lost in the tarar over Cardi B and stuff like that, isn't it? So props to Cardi B, she's getting her own and everything, but
yeah, I mean, you got to know where you come from to know where you're going, you know.
Yes, exactly. No, I'm trying. Was that Marcus? No. I'm sure Marcus Garvey said something along the lines of that. No, Marcus Garvey is the line where he says, you know, a tree without people who don't know their heritage,
like,
and their history.
Yes.
You know, so it's important on that tip as well. But there was another cool thing that happened this last week. I have to send a major
big up
to Steve of All City with the Ultra Cab and the taxi cab interviews that he's doing. He got me in the back of his taxi where we were driving around London, did this really dope interview. And I just have so much respect for him and what he's doing, because he's gathering some real random hip hop people from throughout history. I mean, the one that I saw the other week was he did an interview with Ragga Twins. He had an interview with Scam One, who was one of the original graffers and b-boys, like, out here since the 70s and everything. And it's just such a cool concept, his interviews, just driving around in the back of the cab interviewing people. So shouts out to Steve. Check him out online for the All City Taxi Talk Show. Google him. And I didn't see you at Open Art Surgery.
No, I had a gig. I was performing at a cabaret show, a burlesque show. So,
too busy getting paid.
It was in Shoreditch. That place called the Curtain. I would have loved to be at Open Art Surgery, though. That would have been life.
Tell us what. But that sounds titillating.
It was very titillating. There was a lot of glitter.
Glitter.
A lot of people taking their clothes off. I think I got topless and ended up getting painted with lipstick or some
damn
stuff.
When's this next happening, Marv? We need to promote it on the radio.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. You know, we had a lot of burlesque acts. I did two shows, a live beatbox one and one with a loop station, and it went down fire. But I would have loved to have been at Open Art Surgery. I've performed at Open Art Surgery in the past.
So, oh, you have?
Big up to John Z D and all the family.
See, I think it's so cool what John Z, you know, just again, as one individual has done. Like, we all feel, it's easy to feel as though, oh, but what can I do? There's nothing I can do about the plastic environmental problem that's going on. There's nothing I can do to change the world. But each of us, our own little contribution add to the big picture.
Yeah, I do want to take a second to big up Jonesy, because, like, even yesterday I was at the Peckham Festival and we were at Cross Platform Takeover. Shout out Ivan Blackstock, Cross Platform. That was just absolute fire, just melanated people gathering together and bringing our issues and addressing masculinity in black culture and all these kind of things. And he's actually a protege of Jonesy D's and myself. I've had so many avenues open up to me through working with Breaking Convention. So that organization has really started a lot of careers and opened so many things for so many people. So, yeah, shout out to Jonesy.
Yeah, and just encouraging young people, you know, in such a productive direction. Because what was so nice at Open Art Surgery, basically it's an event held at Sadler's Wells where you have performances from, like, six different dance mainly groups, and with each performance was themed, and it was just a lovely reminder of, like, this universal language that we have. There was one performance by this Japanese lady, I'm forgetting her name now, but yeah, she was kind of portraying her story of coming to the UK, not being able to speak much English, but then what she found was when she went out to the clubs, she was able to make friends and connect with people just through, like, cutting it up on the dance floor sort of thing. So it was just, it was really amazing. And then how young some of these kids are performing at Open Art Surgery too, and the opportunity for them to be on a stage at a venue like Sadler's Wells, I just think this is how you nurture tomorrow's talent. So, you know, serious.
Big up.
To all the Breaking Convention family and everyone who is performing at Open Art Surgery. Also, I was really looking forward to, I am really looking forward to catching up with some guests we had on the show a couple weeks ago, Tom and Jess, who they are part of the campaign against the arms trade, which I don't know. Have you heard about, there's this arms trade fair that happens, like, in London, down
London
at
Excel. Is the biggest, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, have you ever been down yourself?
No, I haven't.
But the guys
go down
we
the process,
had,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So their whole aim is to disrupt and protest the DSEI arms fair that was happening in London, and it was just so cool to see all the people who had gone down there, where it was basically like a street party. Like, you had people miming, you had people breaking, DJs, sound systems, like all kinds of artists and stuff, and they managing to barricade the streets so then the trucks couldn't actually get into XL and stuff. So I think they managed to keep it on lockdown for a few hours down at XL. And, you know, again, like I'm saying, that's, I couldn't be there because I was out of the country. Mm. I did want to DJ for them. But you see, even just taking yourself down there, ride your bicycle, walk down to the protest, like, this is the contribution that each of those individuals made to the big picture, and actually stops these weapons and things getting into the trade fair.
Yeah, what I love about that is they're not fighting it with fire, they're not fighting it with aggression, they're fighting it with creativity and raising the vibrations to something that is a low vibrational thing. So yeah, big up to them.
Yeah. And then there were people who had like chained them, because they take big battleships down the Thames and then have them as part of the showcase to sell to other countries and stuff, and people had like chained themselves to the locks on the Thames, so then they couldn't actually open the bridges for these boats to get through and stuff.
Amazing.
So yeah,
non-violent resistance.
Yeah, so seriously guys, you really smashed it. But yeah, we're going to keep in touch with the people from the Campaign Against Arms Trade as well, because we want to keep that movement going, you know, and do our part and bring you the word and spread the knowledge of all this craziness going on. But so much to fit in on the show today. Coming up, Marv is going to be investigating. So I'm looking forward to hearing what Marv has to question you about, because it's all about getting through them life hacks. But this week I'm so excited to hear more new music from this brand new Verb T and Pitch 92 project. Check this out. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And Marv Radio.
Here on FUBAR.
Nice.
Let's get down again. Conscience left, disappeared without a trace. Bones of metal twist, they shudder from the sound it makes. If I die, please shoot my ashes into outer space. Replace this heart with a metal pump, please. Spark wires and fire me up with a jump lead. Replace this brain with a motherboard. Delete the memories so I don't suffer more. I don't wanna see the pain, I don't wanna breathe again. Speaking in code, check the bleeps and the tones. Lies get exposed, so speak what you know. You reap what you sow, then you eat what you grow. A brand new heart made of steel and it's cold. With this armor I build that is keeping me whole. I'm a cyborg like your sci-fi story set. I don't really wanna feel now, this is for the best. It's understandable, living so mechanical. Built by a company and they branded you. Now you do what you're programmed to do. Then we gain control, but we don't have a clue. It's understandable, living so mechanical. Built by a company and they branded you. Now you do what you're programmed to do. Then we gain control, but we don't have a clue. Anger got me flying off the handle once more. Now I'm just trying to get control of one thought. How did I get back here without noticing? People near me all talk poison on some cobra shit. I juggle with the choices, struggle with the voices in my head. Now which makes the most sense? Not so blessed, some think they'll blow next, but their talk's not really new to an old head. Alarm bells ringing like code red. When they try to interfere, take over the process. A parasite feeding off your energy. You trying to keep the balance in the way that it was meant to be. We don't want to be laying with the enemy. We take control and create independently. Stress will have you up, turning in your sleep. So would I be better off to just work like a machine? It's understandable, living so mechanical. Built by a company and they branded you. Now you do what you're programmed to do. Then we gain control, but we don't have a clue. It's understandable, living so mechanical. Built by a company and they branded you. Now you do what you're programmed to do. Then we gain control, but we don't have a clue. But we don't have a clue.
I think artificial intelligence will be coming, but I think it's going to take 50, perhaps maybe 100 years before humans wind up in a zoo and our robot creations throw peanuts at us behind bars and make us dance like we do with zoo animals.
Hmm. brand new from Verb T and Pitch 92. The track is called Mechanical. It's the fourth single from the brand new album forthcoming. It's called Good Evening. And there's a really lovely 8-bit animated video that goes along with that as well. And you can pre-order the album on limited edition vinyl. It's available on CD and digital. And that's going to be coming out on the 6th of October on High Focus. They've got cool features on there too. Ocean Wisdom, Flip Tricks, Jest, King Kashmir, Confucius MC, a ton of dope people up on there. So support that goodness, because they've really put in a lot of hard work to make all that happen. This is Hip Hop. It's myself, Sarah Love, and I'm joined by a special guest co-host this week,
Marv Radio.
Woo! And we're going to be taking care of you until 6 with all this hip-hop goodness right here on FUBAR. And seeing as, unfortunately, Mysak Hayes, he happens to be away as well. It's funny because you never really see Mysak Hayes and Mice Diggy in the same place at the same time. So, yeah. But you know, still, I thought, seeing as he's alive in our hearts, let's still hit you with some... The spirit lives strong through the show. We
Shout
love
out
you,
Mysak Hayes.
Yes. But this week, seeing as Mysak is away, we have Marv Radio bringing you the investigation business.
Yeah.
And so, Marv, how was the investigation going? What was happening?
Yeah, well, we got some people saying some things. So I wanted to ask if you could go back in time and change just one thing in history, what would it be?
Okay, what was it first that led you to asking this question, though?
Well, I was just thinking... What would I want to be asked? Like, what I didn't want to give an easy question to people, because you know that's like if you can only change one thing, then you got to think about the butterfly effect. You got to think about what effects will happen if you change it. People say they go back and kill Hitler or whatever, but how would that change the world? So it's just a little musing on how, you know, time travel should have happened by now, really. But maybe it did.
But I mean, was there anything that made you? Why was it this question came to you in particular, Rick?
It's like. Just thinking about how these many different things that happened that weren't even in our lifetimes affect us still to this day, you know.
Okay.
So whether it's the slave trade, whether it's the destruction of sacred femininity, whatever serious issues we have out there that have really made things difficult for us, like what could we change about them? So yeah, that was the train of thought.
Mm. And so, I mean, what was your first thoughts then?
So, yeah.
Like, would you change anything?
Yeah, I think I'll go back to the empires of Kemet, and I would have not been so open to teaching the Greeks and the Romans the books that they then used to overthrow Africa. Because the golden age that stemmed from there, the beauty, the teaching, the first language, the first spiritual systems, the first sciences and mathematics that we had in the Nile Valley... the people that were then taught by those people then went on to murder and oppress those people. So I would have just kept those books closed and to themselves.
Jesus Christ, Marv. No pun intended. Like, how... you went in deep, man. Just at the top of the show. Goodness me.
Well, I mean, that's... Yeah, I have no shallow button.
Uh-oh. We're a dangerous combination, Marv.
Uh-oh.
Hey, damn. But then you were asking a few people also, like, what they think. Remember, you can hit us up in the studio on hiphop@foobarradio.com and also reach out to us on the Twitter @foobarradio, because we want to know what you guys think. And so remind the people the question one more time, Marv.
If you could go back in time and change just one thing in history, what would it be?
Wow. See, I'm someone where... I think you've got to take the rough with the smooth sometimes. Like, I wouldn't change it. I have a policy of not having regrets, you know, because I even see, like, difficult things that you experience in life. I even see those as that's a blessing, because it's an experience that you go through that grows you as a person, you know. And so it's kind of like an easy way out to just say, oh, no, let's just say that didn't happen and then everything could be fine. Because then there'd be something else to deal with, wouldn't there?
100%, yeah.
But I'm wondering, you know, but I'm flexible on this. I am quite flexible, literally also. But what Excellent. Were the people saying?
Yeah, so one person, shout out Grace Puskas Abuzir,
who was saying, I'd change the moment the Great Pyramids of Giza were closed off. So this is about energy alignment and how these things were used for opening gateways and portals and things like that. I have a lot of hippies here.
So, is this a theme in your circle of hippies?
Yeah, but G-Bag actually replied, and he would say he would go back in time and get me to change this question to another question. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to be speaking to G-Bag soon on the show, as he was the winner this weekend of End of the Week, the MC Challenge. So, yeah, we can quiz him about what he's... Wow, chat ball on that tip. But hold on. So, hold the closing, that was another... You're blowing my mind, man. So,
yeah,
wait,
I mean,
closing
the pyramids.
When did that happen?
Well, a lot of things happened. So the pyramids used to be tipped with gold, and then all that gold got ransacked, and is now some of it is on the Queen's throne and her gold and stuff. But essentially, these were superconductors of energy, and I mean, I wasn't there, so I can't tell you exactly how it worked and what happened, but there are theories that these were ways of communicating with the heavens and the stars and greater beings, and having the ability to traverse through the afterlife while maintaining your awareness of the life you had before.
But I mean, when did they close? I'm saying, because it wasn't... Who was it who sent us that message?
That was Grace. Yeah.
Grace. So when was it, Grace, that these pyramids closed, the pyramids in Giza closed?
I'd have to Google that.
Okay, we're talking like millennia ago.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she means closed in like energy sense or closed like you can't access them, because some of them you can't access in the same way that you used to.
Okay,
there's real sacred sites.
Yeah, like on a tourism tip, you mean?
Yeah.
Fair enough, Grace. I'm feeling it, Grace. I would love to speak to you more about that, Grace. Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. What else are the people saying, Marv?
Shout out Genesis Elijah, who said he wanted to change Bricks and KFC back to Pizza Hut.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Both of those names make me want to vomit.
Me too. Me too.
I'm not really backing you on that one, Genesis, but okay, I accept what you're saying, sort of.
So Teachum was saying, shout out Teach, the ransacking and vandalism of the pyramids. We have a theme here.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, a lot of aware and awake people here.
But I mean, how come there's a pyramid theme specifically this
time?
I
mean,
was there something pyramid related that has happened recently?
Triangles. No, I mean, basically, we see the imagery and we see about the ancient Egyptians and everything they did, but then also the destruction of that being African history and being depicted as lighter skinned, and there's all sorts of things that have happened in that part of the world, and then the fact that Egypt is now an Arabic place now, and it's seen as the Middle East, it's seen as part of the Arabic Peninsula, but it's African. So it's a very important place. It's like the birthplace of a lot of things that we had, a lot of the golden ages, a lot of spiritual wisdom. So the original
No,
written
but
language,
I'm wondering how come people, this week today people are talking about the pyramids so much.
I mean, maybe because Grace was the first to comment and she brought it up, so
okay,
everyone was like, yeah,
everyone jumped on it.
I don't know. Is there anything? Let us know. If there's something going on in the pyramids, let us know right now. Yeah.
I'm sure. But yeah, no, it is a fascinating and pretty deep subject as well. But yeah, and then on the other end of the spectrum, we got man like Genesis wanting to promote Does Pizza Hut actually exist anymore? Lizzie and Abby like,
yeah.
You think you saw one in Edinburgh. But I was even wondering if KFC exists anymore, because these things are just not on my radar at all. But then I did see it the other day and I was like, damn, McPuckles. But but what else? Wrongers, man. What other messages have people sent to you about things they would like to change from the past? I really don't know if I would go back and change anything.
I mean, I probably wouldn't, but for the sake of the question, I got to give an answer, you know.
Yeah.
Making peace with things is probably better than living in the past. But a few people did say that as well, that they didn't want to change the past and butterfly effect and all that. Shout out Crystal, who is the stage manager for the burlesque gig on Saturday. She said she would go back and not cut her own fringe because it looked ridiculous that day. I think you looked amazing, Crystal.
The other day she cut her own fringe.
Yeah.
That reminds me of my niece, actually, is that when she was little, she'd just be like, we'd see her one day and you're like, why has your hair been cut off? And she's like, it was getting in my face. It was just getting in the way. So just cut it.
Okay, great.
And
then my boy All-Star Stack, shout out to New Guards, another triangle status. Triangles is, he would stop the government from hiding every hidden technology that they made over the years. I mean, that's fair enough if we did have the top level of technology
Like what?
I mean, there have been reports that there's been teleportation technology that has actually been shown to work at NASA. Anti-gravity, various different things.
Goodness me.
Propulsion systems, free energy systems that would work. Someone also mentioned, Falcone mentioned that he would change Edison being born and just let Tesla have given us free electricity. So we've had the ability to have free electricity for the whole world since like the early 20th century or the late 19th century. But because they wanted to make money, they would not let Tesla have his technology that would just beam electricity into your house wirelessly, electronically.
Who's they?
I guess JP Morgan was one of his funders, and they burnt his, then they stopped his funding, and then the next week his lab was burnt down and he died poor. So yeah, Nikola Tesla is the reason that we have alternating current, the direct current, and then Thomas Edison stole a lot of his inventions and made them his own. So yeah, we've had the ability to have, that's not a conspiracy theory, we've had the ability to have free energy and to have clean energy for a very, very long time, just by harnessing the electrical grid of our planet's system. So that would be a good one. Shout out Falcone. Also, yeah, it's just working on the weight of gravity and sunshine. Shout out Snuff for weighing in on that one.
What was Snuff saying?
Yeah, he was. Snuff was saying history is all ahead of us. We are the agents of change. Absolute truth, my bro. Absolute truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But let us know what you think about this. Is all pretty cosmic and deep stuff.
Newsfeed, right?
I'm still chuckling to myself from the other week where Mises was discussing a sloth going to the toilet once every 2 weeks. That was kind of the level of deepness.
Practically, that would be helpful. I mean,
yeah, well, this is what we were discussing. But yeah, let us know what you think. Marv is investigating this week, standing in for my sticky. If you could go back in time and change just one thing in history, what would it be? Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, and get us on the Twitter @foodbarradio. Up next, we're going to be speaking to the one and only G-Bag of Gatecrashers, Mighty Mighty MC. He's going to be telling us about the crazy week that he's had, which I can't wait to hear about because I missed out on the goodness live in the flesh. So hold on tight, but first I want to play something from Marv. Marv, what's this track? It's called Balance.
So yeah, this is a track called Balance. It's kind of this was a meditation on myself of how do I balance both sides of myself? Because when I first started getting into spirituality meditation, it was all like I found in the circles, all, oh, love, light and peace and fluff. And that's not reality. You know, we have two sides to us for a reason. And like you say, you wouldn't change anything. That accepting the nature of our light and the nature of our shadow opens up a lot. This is sounding a lot like a Sunday show, some sort of religious thing. But no. So Balance, shout out Valiant on the beat. My bro Valiant produced it, and it's some nice quality boom bap with a conscious spiritual message.
Lovely. It's FUBAR.
I'm in the zone now, found a way home now. Tune in the zone now, get high and flow.
So many lessons learned through the tears of a clown. So many things I had to lose so I could be found. No love lost, no takes missed, no mistakes, no failures. Nothing stays to take it, but I cleaned up and made it a place to wish make, to make wishes, to shift shape and shape shift. Ships based on spaceships, to shift phase and phase shift. Tip the scales in horizontal fashion, balance spiraling momentum like a perpetual handspin. A self-kidnapping hostage trying to pay its own ransom. A mirrored mirror's own perspective telling it is handsome.
Big up to the whole London massive. This is yours truly, Mr. Guru, taking you back to the future, repping that 7 grand jazz bataz and all that. We in the house with DJ Sarah Love. That's right, baby. Don't touch the dial.
The sky is falling. Look for shelter. Look for shelter in yourself. Look for shelter in others. What are you gonna do when the sky is falling down?
Marv Radio, Calvert. Yeah, let's go.
If you're looking basin, my system pack more bass than a basin. Fresh, you can taste me. Rinsing off in a basin, remain till I'm fragrant. A vagrant, a face looking vacant, some made me. A face to the pavement, so brace or get caved in. Amazing, amazing, a daze with a spaceman. I stirred till they're shaking, whirl like the great winds. Absurd how they hate him, but he shed that like snakeskin. Juvenile, OAP, brain schizophrenia. Child's eye, fascinating scene, memorabilia. Eyes wide shut, mass graze, mass media. Scroll side to side, arcade games, Amiga dubs. Your brain turns to uterus, mind how you seed it up. Your words see gravity. Let's see if you can keep them up. How you gonna clean when you can't even see the dust? Complain about the lack of bread, but you don't even eat the crust.
Seeking stars while false lights fly. Stars collide when I close my eyes. She can't divert this laser by. Rising waters, falling skies. Those same stars of ancient light. Hold my hand and guide my flight. As both sides crash and collide. Rising waters, falling skies.
Oil, weak oil, snake oil, feet oil. We work, we toil, we burn, we boil. Be loyal, recoil, be spoiled, be royal. Eat dirt, eat soil, eat hurt, be foiled. Language, patterns, man's black canvas. Man made damage, mad game tactics. Man play catch fish, man make canned fish. Man buys cans with man's fake bank slips. Dead trees, dead schemes, yes please tend to these. Dead leaves, dead dreams, dead beats, dead teams. Set scenes, sex scenes, sweat scenes, wet scenes. Dead seeds, dead weeds, let's flee, let's feed.
Rising prices, lives in crisis. Lives in hijinks, life ain't like this.
Hi kids, buy this, try this, like this. Die quick, why live? Rice and ISIS.
Seeking stars while false lights fly. Stars collide when I close my eyes. You can't divert this laser by. Rising water, falling skies. Those same stars of ancient light. Hold my hand and guide my flight. As both sides crash and collide. Rising water, falling skies.
Laser in a prism. Reflection in every direction. Melt the bars of your prison. Effervescent living. Firing on all cylinders and pistons. Multiplication of the vision. Subtracted addition. Finding the facts in the fiction. The passion to pitch it. When the self-eating serpent collapses on his own system. Playing the main part with no addition. The stage is set. Now how you living? Are you missing? Not on your mission. Not on an intermission. Do you listen to your inner wisdom? To me that's a given. A synonym to living. Gratitude and thanksgiving. Happy without a pot to piss in. Winning even if I'm just wishing. Rain is the holy water for my back. Staring deep into the cataclysm while the cataclysm is looking back and listening. The hidden gap and distance from action to thinking. The mathematician and vocal magician. Limited edition, the grave, the rose and the kissing.
Seeking stars while false lights fly. Stars collide when I close my eyes. Can't divert this laser by. Rising waters, falling skies. Those same stars of ancient light. Hold my hand and guide my flight. As both sides crash and collide. Rising waters, falling skies. Seeking stars while false lights fly. Stars collide when I close my eyes. You can't divert this laser by. Rising waters, falling skies. Those same stars of ancient light. Hold my hand and guide my flight. As both sides crash and collide. Rising.
Hey yo, this is Ransom Bad Bones. You listen to Sarah Love. Bless us.
Alongside the sounds of Marv Radio right there. But yes. Marv, we had to switch tracks because you sent us the wrong MP3. But that tune was Falling Skies.
That was Falling Skies, produced by Calvert of the New Guards. Shout out Calvert. I'm glad we played that, actually. That's the first time that's been played on any station. So that's my little political masterpiece there.
And what's that project? What's that from? Is it from
that's from the EP that's coming out. My intention is to put it out in October. End of October. But yeah, The Airwaves is my next EP. And Falling Skies is from The Airwaves. And I'm really proud of that second verse there. That was real technical.
Who's produced that?
Calvert, New Guards Family.
Very nice. And we've had some very nice ciphers with the New Guards family on the show as well. So you can listen back to that. Shouts out to Colin, the one and only legend of Q-Rock, locked into the show. It was lovely to see you at Open Art Surgery this weekend. It's myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy is away this week. But I'm joined by special co-host in place for Mice. It's Marv Radio with us.
Yes.
And... But right now, on the line, we should be joined by a certified champion. This is two years in the row, champion. It's the one and only G-Bag is on the line. This week's winner of the UK's End of the Week MC Challenge. G-Bag, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, G.
Yes, big up, Marv.
Yes, man. It's been a while. We ain't seen each other for a long time.
No, it's been like nearly 24 hours or 48 hours, something like that.
That's a long time Mom nowadays.
Mom was there.
Yeah, yeah, it was a sick
was
night,
there,
man.
He was in the house.
So tell me, because I wasn't there. First of all, G, tell everybody, yeah. Like, for people who don't know about End of the Week, like, what was it that was happening this weekend?
Right, it was just like the grand finale for the actual country in the UK. So it was like an MC challenge for the remaining champions of the heats, that is, and we're looking for a final champion. And because I won it last year, I was kind of catapulted to defend my title. Mm. I think this is kind of a new thing now they've done it this year. But yeah, I was there, so they had another five MCs that I was up against.
Mm.
And yeah, it was just like the showdown for the country. So yeah, it was pretty intense, really.
That is intense.
It was, yeah.
But what is it, when you're doing it, is it all like pre-written things that you're doing or?
No, basically, well, it's like five rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I could break down my whole thing was like, the first round that I did was like, it's a round where you meant to do your original track. And I did that and that went cool. It was a new track I've actually did. No one's heard it. So that was good, like just testing the waters of that track. And then the second round was an a cappella round.
Okay.
So I've done the a cappella round. I actually messed up the a cappella round. And I had to freestyle.
No one noticed, man. You got that swag where it was just smooth. You know what I mean? No one noticed any mistakes. So.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Just
but you know as
no
an
reason.
Artist, you're critical of yourself. You know, in your art.
Always,
you're like, oh, no, I messed up. So I had to go into autopilot kind of freestyle mode and just salvage it that way, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So yeah, that was the second round, and then the third round was like the grab bag round, which is like the free, that's the improvisation part.
Okay.
You gotta make up rhymes on the spot in regards to the objects that you pick out of a sack. And my round was crap, I have to admit. My round was whack.
Why?
Compared to the other guys. Huh?
You, why? Because of the objects you had picked out, or
it was the objects I was getting was like, it was like the objects were just like, oh, just the worst objects I got, like, and
what was it? What were the objects?
I got like Jean Paul Gaultier aftershave.
Who's it picking these objects? That's a bit of a liberty.
Yeah, and then I got like, you know, one of them things you light your cooker with. No, ignition
lights. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember what they were called. It's like, oh, my brain's just scrambled. Anyway, got through that. Couldn't wait when that was over. And then the fourth round was like MC versus the DJ. That was pretty cool. I just loved that round. And then the fifth round
was... Sorry, you say MC versus the DJ.
Yeah, it was me. I was up against Jazz T, I think, or Snuff. I don't know which one it was. I think it was Jazz T. But yeah. What he does is just, he plays various types of genres, different types of beats. Slow tempo, fast tempo, and you just got to rhyme, freestyle, written lyrics, whatever. You just got to keep on beat, basically. Keep on point with the track. And I did that. I enjoyed that, really. I really enjoyed that round. And the fifth round was a bit controversial, man, because it went a bit mad at one point, because it was like a cypher with all the MCs together. And I enjoyed that because I had a couple of antics I did in that round.
Antics.
I don't know how it was.
Tell antics. Yeah, I'm hearing you talk about antics.
No, you read that still, because like, people are not supposed to technically battle in that round, but it turned into people's like cussing each other, which was entertaining. But you brought it back to that piece and saying, "No, I shouldn't be that." And that was full ratings for that. That you and every time that you were connected to the person before in the cipher and the person after. So yeah, man, you smashed that round.
Yeah, so that
yeah.
That was basically it for that round. And those were all the rounds, basically. So you could freestyle all the way through it if you want, but I didn't. I'd done some pre-written and I'd done some freestyling, so it was just a nice little balance of both worlds.
It's better to be organised, isn't it, for these sorts of things? Which is why you probably won!
Listen, it was close. I'll go do some shout-outs. I've got to pick up Menace Mendoza. I've known Menace for years. I've known him for years, you know. And when I found out that he was entering, I was like, oh, my gosh, he's a hard MC. And then I thought he was going to win it, actually. I thought Menace had it in the bag.
He smashed that freestyle round, man.
Oh, man, so he took violent. It to next level. He took it to next level, you know. And the other guy, there's another guy called Husky88. I've got to big him up.
Yeah, man, Punchline King.
Never heard of this guy before. And he was brilliant. No, seriously, you got to check him out. He was brilliant. I thought he was one of the favourites as well. But, yeah, and all the other MCs, Emerge, Dr. Cool, Watusi as well, they done well, man. They, you know... Every time I go into this competition, it's really, you know what I mean, intense for me because, like, I'm not really a competitive guy. Like, I like to just make my music, you know, I just like rhyming. I just got into this whole thing by pure accident. Like, it was a shit accident how I got into it. But I've done it again. I want first place this time in Prague, man. I'm aiming for first place. I was gonna say.
So this means that you automatically are going to, as the UK representative for the world finals that happen in Prague.
Yes, definitely in October the 28th.
Oh my God! Just around the corner. I didn't realize it was so soon.
Yeah. So me, Maslow, Kissy K. I don't know who else is coming, but we're going to be going there. I actually got some of my family coming as well.
Yeah.
Got my wife, I've got my sister, I've got the Team GB, you know what I mean? We've got the whole team, we're all going out there. So, you know, we're looking positive about this one. You know, we want to bring the title back, so we won it a couple of times, I've heard. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I have to give a shout-out to my boy Maslow for the work that he puts in to make End of the Week happen.
Man.
And Snuff as well for the years carrying the flag. But I know Mas has been... He works a very hard job. He's been doing his own music as well and putting so much into End of the Week. And, boy, what a night, man. That whole night was incredible.
Oh, man, yeah. For those that didn't come, you missed out. There was Blue Lab Beats.
Oh, Blue Lab Beats.
They done some beautiful pieces that night as well.
Oh,
they were awesome. Yeah, man.
No, I really wanted to be there. I did want to, but then it was funny as well seeing how you just sounded mad humble on your as though you were like completely unexpected that you won, and you just this was not what you were thinking. How it was gonna pan out.
Well, you know what? You got to go in there with the mind frame you want to win. Or, you know, what's the point in doing it? I had that mind frame, but, you know what I mean? You just don't know what's going to happen. But I had a feeling I was going to win. I had a feeling deep down inside. Yeah, of course, man. This ain't no plaything out here.
Yeah, so you got to send the message to everyone who's going to be taking part in Prague as well that you're ready to put up a fight, man.
I'm ready, man. I'm doing this for my peeps, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. No pressure. You've just got to, like, make sure you bring the crown home to the UK, but no pressure or anything.
Yeah, man.
No pressure.
That's the thing, bro. That confidence show, man. The stage presence was, like, that's one thing that nobody could touch you on in any round was the stage presence. You got that, bro.
Right.
And
thanks.
That's a big part of it too, I reckon, as well. But also, I think it was your birthday recently, wasn't it?
Yes.
Big birthday. And I think it was a big birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, the milestone is the big 4-0, man. You know what I mean? I'm not no young pup in this. I've been around for a while. So,
winning end of the week against all these like hungry young youths at age 40. Experience teaches.
Ah, It was the best present I got.
Oh, that's lovely.
No, one of the best presents. One of the best presents.
Yeah, exactly. You know, your wife's probably listening. She'll be like,
I know, man. She's sharpening the knives as I speak.
You nearly got busted. But happy birthday. And you know what? I want to play a track from that you're on next. Okay. Something brand new from the Ashley Orpher Project.
Okay. Well, big up Ashley Orpher, yeah.
Yeah. How did that come about that you ended up being on one of his tracks?
I've known Ash, like, for quite a few years now, and I met him at Holden Court event in Reading, and yeah, he's a cool, humble guy, and he's literally just grown in this hip-hop thing, man, I'm telling you, and he's making leaps and bounds, and he just asked me when I jump on, I was like, cool, yeah, no doubt, and yeah, we just got down Archetype as well from Loose Funk Squad and Granville Sessions, jumped on that track as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it just came together real simple, and yeah, we done it, and it came out banging, and yeah, man, here it is. Enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh, and then quickly, what else is happening with Gatecrashers?
Gatecrashers at the moment, I think we're chilling because Big Toss is doing his own thing with Starch Records. He's just released his he's got a project called You're Not Special, which is, I think, just dropped.
Yeah, been playing that.
Yeah, he's doing his own thing. I'm doing my own thing as well. Oliver Sudden, he's got stuff, you know, he DJs, he's got stuff happening as well. He's got music coming out at some point. Jack Diggs got music with his with Toast as well. I know there's a lot of stuff happening. I've got other things happening as well. I've got an EP I'm meant to be dropping soon with Downstroke, which is coming out soonish. Probably okay. Next year.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's all busy, man. It's all popping off, so
non-stop. Yeah. Well, keep us posted, and congratulations again for
thank you for sharing your time with me.
Every time, we love to hear from you, and yeah, keep up the good work, and make sure you come through to the studio with the trophy.
With the trophy.
No pressure.
Well, listen, I got fourth. I was fourth last year out of 10 nations. So
that's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we want first, G-Bag.
Exactly. We want number one, man.
Yes.
This is the year of number ones. I'm going to get it. Don't worry. I promise you, Sarah.
I believe in you. Well done, man. Seriously. Lots of love. And thank you so much for talking to us today. And right now, we're going to play the people this track featuring G-Bag and Archetype. It's from Ash, the author. Ash. G, take. Thank you for talking to us.
And
we'll speak to you soon, okay?
This is peace out, people. My love.
I'd like to do your little medley now. I'm flip flows, still hungover from the night before. Every time we on the field, guaranteed that we run the show. So many punchlines look like the front row gonna come to blows. Got a ton of flows, and every track that we drop is heavy, so you better watch your toes. Rockin' steel cap boots and a hard hat. Drop magicians make your beard disappear when your party crash. And I'm hardly smashed, leave the stage in such a state. Health and safety have a heart attack. Grab the mic and see me hanging from the rafters. Wordplay sharper, I'm drinking all your lager. Turn it up to the red, we need the speakers larger. Writers on the roof of the club like Peter Parker. I see the marker, so let me get a reach quick. They tell me don't rock the boat, I'm gonna make them seasick. Me, our type and G-Spit, we're in our element. Turn a crowd of dumbos into stampeding elephants. I'm flip flows, still hungover from the night before.
Yeah, I ride these beats like the bicycles. My life is all like some nice nipples. You ride a bike because you're quite fickle. All we need is a beat and a beat and the we off. You think it's super hard cause you're rhyming in the kiosk. Spinning like a B-loss, I'm far from your protege. Complacent like latency, but I'ma show him no delay. Overweight, no mistake, I got nothing but bare baggage. Hip-hop's a craze nowadays, it's full of queer faggers. I'm mulling bare maggots, and I ain't talking rise. Cause mass confusion, all the skeletons are traumatized. So stop the porcupines, the truth's red like a 45. Call your
your bluff more than twice. Now I make my case close. Nothing but great flows that hit harder than GBH. I'm out of this world, that's why I always need my space. I'm scared of heights, but then again I took a leap of faith. So many beats today, so wear them out like plimsolls.
Stage wrecking it, murdering mics differently. Infamy gained ever since early, the type been a beast. Years deep in the scene, stepping up with the sessions. Beer drinking with me, steady under the pressure. The beats crying, it's me, Ash and G-Bag. Smashing the drinks tab, getting badder than these cats. Believe that, up in the lab, we bring the heat fam. Catch us live, natural talents, you can't teach that. The card carrying bar, advocate large car. Cabra than car carriers, Yammer Park. Rappers cuss, we start madness in mosh pits. The bouncers ain't on this, every jam popping off when we drop shit. My squad's lit, shout out to BBP, Revorg on my BR team. DFN's in effect with the 645. Smack a set, grab a pen, blam the lab, like that shit's alright.
What's up? Barley's in the studio with us. Very refreshing view on sex, I think, in a song, because a lot of people are a bit more like, don't have sex with me because I love you.
You're that's like, not me.
But you're like, I want to have sex and I want you to never speak to me again.
Yeah, if possible, yeah.
I mean, a lot of men would be happy with that.
No, not in my experience.
Really?
Oh, God, oh needy. Jesus. So needy.
Oh, really?
Leave me
tell
alone.
Me
stop
more.
Texting. We've not got anything to do. Not got a job.
It's the sultry tones.
It's tough.
It's hard out there being a sexy bitch who can sing really well.
Yeah.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose with Nossa
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Safe to gaze, cause some people had their ways. Reggae music was the heartbeat. Loud music hit the car beat. Chauffeur driven angels in their pushchairs. Head ties, headscarf, different footwear. Blue jeans is the uniform. Pretty girls walking round like unicorns. Unaware of their beauty, getting judged by their chest or the size of their booty. We are many colors, cultures and others. We don't all mix, but we blend with each other in this funny little matrix we call home, where you learn to really watch your tone or guard your phone. The relationship with Popo is so-so. God help you with your cocoa, it's loco. Struggling gracefully in a place far from make-believe. Hair braids and weed, maybe it's Maybelline. Hard nights for the days between. There is a sunshine, Bill Rivers, in the faces of those still with us. Take away plus destiny delivers. Here today, gone tomorrow, many rivers. Folks cutting coconuts in the summer. Watch your back, youths might do a runner. Run up on you doing dumb shit or dumber. Might catch a black eye from your mama. Families of all shapes and sizes, wearing intricate but great disguises. Well aware of how great the sky is. Watch yourself, we don't play surprise surprises.
travel afar. Took me out the ends, but begins in my heart. See, I've been around the world and I've come back. Though you see me in the village like the new bougie black. It's this village that raised me, it just keeps on changing. And I'm trying to keep up with this race I'm racing. Fighting to grow so we don't get stuck. And my mom will let you know that it was more than luck. Cause the streets do call and some do fall. But we rise up to do it for love. Keep eyes up, cause it comes from above. And when we don't have a lot, you know the love is enough. I do it for you, I do it for me. I do it cause we Brixton, baby.
What's up, people? This is TY, and I'm listening to the amazing Sarah Love, the incredible Mike Stiggy, and this is FUBAR Radio, the hip hop show.
Yeah.
Understand what's going on right now. Uh-huh. You want to listen to hip hop? Fine. You want to listen to rap? Fine. But what? If you want to actually catch the vibes, you listen to Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy. Yeah.
Ty knows what time it is, and that cut, Brixton, baby. It's part music video, part archive, and he's just bringing a light to Brixton and how it's changed in the recent years, and it's the first release from Ty's new upcoming album, A Work of Art, which I thought was rather clever.
See what he did there.
Yeah, you see,
what was that
clever.
Sax solo at the end? That was
and
beautiful.
That was wonderful. Just then, we had some freestyle just vibes galore. I wasn't sure you were going to get your horn out for me today.
Sarah. Once again, just with these innuendos, it's turned into Carry On Hip Hop today. I like it.
Carry On Hip Hop. No, but what a treat. That's the voice of Soweto Kinch, by the way, who's in the studio.
It's good to be here.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What a treat. No, honestly, I wasn't sure you were going to bring a saxophone along with you.
Well, that worked out well. And that's a resonant tune for me, man. Like, my mum lives off Cold Harbour Lane. I've seen the pace of change. I live in Birmingham now. I lived there since I was a kid. And that song could apply on so many levels to things that we're all seeing around the country. I went to primary school next to Grenfell Tower. It was almost like gentrification and just forced removal of poor people. It seems to follow me around.
Tell me about it. But it's like I'm kind of starting this new mission where to stop using the term gentrification.
Ethnic cleansing.
Well, I was going to say social cleansing.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Because that is the other thing. That's part of the beauty of London and the part of the beauty of places like Brixton, I think, is that it's everybody in it together. You've got Irish, Jamaica, like people from so many different backgrounds.
It's funny, like growing up in Notting Hill, that was definitely at some point a black area at some point. Brixton in my mind was always the point where the white rastas and the hippies and the, and the Jamaicans all sort of cohabited in a boutique kind of festival of squattingness. And it's only really recently that sort of more stratified Brixton's emerged where there's just white space and there's just black space, if you know what I mean.
It tripped me out actually a few weeks ago where I was on the tube and I overheard this couple having a conversation and they were like, oh, the gentrification, it's appalling in Brixton. For people who have only been there like for a couple years, to them, they're like, wow, it's just the rate of the speed that the change is happening is kind of like bananas.
Yeah.
Really.
That's that capitalism. symbolism for you.
Yeah, it's true. Even the guys in the trilbies and the wax, beard wax and stuff can't afford, like, your stereotypical gentrifier can't afford to live in these, like, Hoxton now.
And maybe this is one of the good things about Brexit. Is that it will make things look
broke
it's bringing
again.
All the yeah making everyone broke again and bringing the house prices down. You know, I'm a glass half full kind of girl, so yeah. I'm trying to find the positive thing in Brexit. Did you guys vote in that referendum?
Yeah, man,
I did not.
You
I
didn't.
Did. I did not.
I voted. I've become intensely politicized.
Give me a high five.
Anyone,
on that, man.
Anyone who can see like my timeline, and I even produced and threw out a track in like a week during the general election called Tarifa. Which was a lot of fun to do, you know what I mean? Which was just going at Theresa May. And I just thought, if you're not politicised now, and it doesn't have to be party political attached, but if you're not incensed in the age of a Nazi sympathetic president and all this crazy Brexit bile and hatred is coming out, you ain't switched on. So I just had to produce some tunes, man.
But also, I feel with something like that was a good thing about the referendum is that it made people, it engaged people in a way that I think they felt so completely disenfranchised from politics before then. And then the outcome, and then also the same with the Trump election, is people have seen, oh, damn, it does actually all add up.
Yeah.
This random one vote here and there is why now Trump is elected. I mean, yeah, of course, we know that he did get less votes than Hillary Clinton. Yeah. But yes, in their sisters. So that's how it panned out. And also, I think it. But no, Marv, you were saying you didn't vote. Why?
Well, at the time, I was just still in my mindset of like a vote is not going to change. Otherwise, why would they give you a vote? I did register to vote last time, but as I was I tried to vote in this general election because I was living in a warehouse.
I
submitted my vote online. And I got no rejection, nothing. And then I'm like talking to people online, like, I didn't get my paper. What's going on? People are like, oh, don't worry. I call up and they're like, yeah, you're not on the
electoral
roll. And I'm like,
jeez,
how did you not even tell me that I had to do something extra because my place is not seen as a residential property? So, but I am politicized now. I just, at the time the referendum
was
coming. Well,
that's another thing. You start to realize how many people aren't aware. I didn't realize bona fide homeless people can vote. People who don't even not have got a warehouse or anywhere, but in order to find that sort of information,
that's what I would have had to do is the no fixed abode form in order to have voted from the residence that I live in.
But you
how
see,
many people know we can do that?
Yeah, but then you see, I just think we live in a world where if you think everything's going to be handed to you on a tray, you know, you're going to get a rude awakening at some point. Like, you know, we have to. Somewhat, we were talking about Steve Biko before. You know, if you look at like the end of the apartheid, the ANC, that whole struggle in free in South Africa, that wasn't because people were sat there going, oh, when's someone going to give me instructions? Like, you got to go out. Unfortunately, you know, and it's not easy. It's one of the challenges. And that's also why I'm thinking it's a good, I'm happy to hear that you are politicized because I am half South African. So I've always been curious about how you have the name Soweto.
The name. Yeah, well, thankfully.
And how do you pronounce it?
Soweto. Okay. No, generally I don't pronounce it like that. I just thought I'd try and curry points with the half South African. Exactly. It's Joe. So, back in the real world, like, thankfully it wasn't a sort of pseudonym that I thumbed through and thought, this will be cool. My mum actually had a dream a couple of years after the uprising while she was pregnant with me and heard the voice, sounds intensely hippie-ish, but the voice told her to call me that. And she went with the voice. And interestingly, it was portentous. It kind of did set me on a political path, definitely on a creative path. And it's funny going back, like I've been to South Africa with our mutual buddy, Johnsy, like a few times now, like probably 8 or 9 times. And certain generations would be like, why are you called that? Anyone under 40 is like, it's like being called Finsbury Park or Slough. Why are you called Slough? but for anyone over 40, they're like, oh, Ish, your parents must have been so cool. They understood what we were going through. And that really felt like a touch paper of Pan-Africanism was lit with that. Because people didn't know what was happening in South Africa till the Soweto uprising.
But what, are you South African then?
So in a roundabout way, I'm saying I'm not.
Okay.
Nah. Pan-African.
I still love you, it's okay.
Cool. My parents are Barbadian and Jamaican.
Well,
my grandma's Jamaican. My mum was actually born here too.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, that was kind of a starting moments of Pan-Africanism, and I really didn't have a choice if I think about it. I might have thought I did, but I don't. My father's a playwright. My mother's creative as well. And I was born very much into a world that showed me the power of art to transform perceptions and to change the world.
Mm, so what was your introduction to the saxophone?
I've been playing the clarinet a little bit at primary school before
that.
Which
is the same, the straight one. Fingering, yeah.
Well, not quite, because there's a break in it. But in terms of getting used to the embouchure, which is the mouth muscles and stuff, it was a good starting point. And then I went to a workshop in Handsworth, which is the Brixton of Birmingham. As I said, I went from one black area to the next. And I tried out a place called the Cultural Centre. Mm. Even the name of it just sounds like some late 90s, early 90s.
Yeah,
know, like,
proper.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to West Indian Cultural Centre in Wood Green.
Cultural centres and supplementary schools and all them places there. Anyway,
it's
I got a
odd.
Chance to check it out when I was 9 years old and see the instrument. And all the shiny buttons and bars and keys were just like, wow, that's beautiful. Mm. And then it was a slow process of sounding less and less awful. Making my dad not regret that he spent all that money on a saxophone. It wasn't till I was like 13, I'd say, that I really got the jazz bug.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same year I went to a Wynton Marsalis concert, and he took me to one side and we got to talk. You know,
cool.
So that was massive for me, transformative. Went to the Edinburgh Festival with my father, who's a playwright, and was with two jazz musicians, Will Gaines and Frank Holder. Will, rest in peace, is a jazz tap dancer, and Frank Holder is a legend, someone who played with Joe Harriott. So I was really lucky to get those experiences.
Yeah.
And it was also the first year I went to an Onyx concert and Naughty by Nature. So
it's
all 13,
it.
Yeah. So
it's time to get love.
Anyway, it was all of that going on. Like, and all of those influences converged to create my identity even quite early. It was like, because the kind of jazz that I listened to was never going to be Kenny G, no offense, Kenny. It's never going to be Smooth, but the sort of samples that I was listening to, courtesy of Tribe Called Quest and even Diggable Planets and Gangstar and that, it was always gritty and fat bass lines and dirty sounding saxophones. So that was the attraction there.
I love that you say that, because so often you speak to people nowadays about jazz and the first thing they do think of is Kenny G and smooth jazz. Mm. And to me, like, that's one of my most hated genres in the world is smooth jazz. Mm. And it's almost like it's an oxymoron to put smooth and jazz together.
I mean, I see how it worked and I had a fascinating, in fact, I've been doing a bit of radio lately.
Yeah.
Got a jazz show on Radio 3.
Is it smooth?
Right, it's smooth, love. Well, it's not smooth at all. And I got the opportunity to interview Kirk Whalum, who's considered as one of the biggest smooth names. But as we got discussing, he was like, this is just the commercial category. I wanted to get into the music. Arnett Cobb, John Coltrane, people that to me are heavy, to everyone are heavy, because they're authentic. It's not just about a vehicle to sell.
And that's what I'm saying. That's the issue that I have with the title smooth jazz, world music, urban music. These aren't genre titles that have come from the people making the music. These are work titles that have come from an office and put on us, and then we have to now work within the confines of something.
Yeah. Well,
smooth.
Who knows what the focus group's going to come up with next?
And until the three of us go gatecrash the focus group. But what's happening in your world then, because like you've got some cool
not much
because you're just seem
massive
to be busy.
Gig Rich Mix,
you're like
this
constantly
Thursday.
Going
I've not slowed down. It's the past couple of weeks have been mental. Finished my own festival in Birmingham called the Flyover Show at the end of August.
Nice.
Just went to Paris and played a gig with Mulatu Astatke, who's a legend if you know his Ethiopian funk music. And then came back and did a little short thing with Stormzy, who I'm hoping to do some more with in the future. Which
as in
nice.
In the studio, you mean, or
as
like
in a live lounge, like a little, a little taster of perhaps some collabs to come. You know what I mean? But shout out to Stormzy first off, man. That brother's cool, man. And
I've
I guess for older
yet.
Like barsmiths, wordsmiths like me, or probably Marfield's the same. Like when you meet people who are buzzing, you just think, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, 100%. Do you know what I mean? 100%. Like, do your thing, but like, just don't be an asshole.
At
like,
all scales of
yeah, all
being,
scales.
You
and
know,
like, credit to him. He was like, he's the very old soul. He's somebody like, I saw the professionalism, the way he greeted and made everyone, including me, feel real welcome at the live lounge. So, and I've heard similar things said when he turned up at Battle of the Brave. You know what I mean? At hip hop events.
The way he uses social media and the things he speaks on and what he brings to the attention of his listeners. He's
sharp
like,
cat, man.
He's a blessed dude.
Yeah,
man. He's a real blessed dude.
Absolutely, and deserves.
It's nice to see him at
well.
The top and being a blessed dude.
Exactly. Because it's a hard thing to get right. You know what I mean? Some people just get really gassed on their own gas.
Hype. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But no, it's difficult as well when you get thrown into that. Let me kill that so it doesn't bother your throat too much.
Thank you.
But no, when you get thrown in the deep end, where I think for a lot of the grime artists and young hip hop artists, you've not necessarily had the. And, you know, this kind of X Factor era that we live in, it's not like people have necessarily groomed and prepared for.
It's just like rags to rich. Straight in.
Yeah.
Here's a load of money and.
No media training.
Just get dropped off a cliff edge if you don't quite do it right.
But
I get the sense, you know, from listening to his music and the people he hangs out with, and it's similar to other people. There's a sense of family around them. There's a sense of support. All the people I can think of are successful, as much as Low-Key and Akala I put in that category as well. There's often an invisible team of support behind them, be they family, friends, people that keep them grounded. I think it's really important for young MCs and artists to see that. It's not just man on road with a camera and I've made some bars and now I'm famous.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just one person. It takes a lot of people, a lot of input that to get someone to become Jay-Z or whatever. Do you know what I mean? But also, that's what I think is so great about learning a musical instrument is because it teaches you this kind of discipline and the time and hard work. You know, putting in the time to get those 10,000 hours, you know, in on your instrument.
Was that to become an expert or a master or something?
To become an expert is 10,000 hours, and so it's like whether that's like as a pilot or doing anything. Do you reckon you've reached your 10,000 hours?
I don't know, man. I met Sonny Rollins a few years ago. He was 82 on his just the day after his 82nd birthday. So it was me and Courtney Pine backstage talking to Jazz, basically Father Jazz. And he said he'd been practicing the previous day for 8 hours.
I can believe that.
That floored me. Till this day, I'm still like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You're Sonny Rollins. You've played everything better than anyone will ever play it.
Incredible.
And you're still searching. You're still looking. So
yeah, because it's a never-ending journey that you get on as an artist, especially when you dip into a genre as deep as jazz, because it just opens up the world in so many other layers. Have you ever messed like with classical music at all?
Yeah. In fact, the previous album to Nonogram is called The Legend of Mike Smith, and specific reference to the Seven Deadly Sins. It followed a character as he went through this Gothic, Baroque-inspired world. You could hear strange voices and stuff. So I'm a massive Baroque and fugue fan as well. I love
Me
Bach.
Too! Oh, Bach shit. Is my favourite!
Stop! Get out of my head! St. John's Passion. In fact, there was just, during the proms, a huge rendition of the St. John's Passion.
Yes.
Got to listen to that.
No, because the conductor of the proms, I'm forgetting dude's name, but he was saying that, you know, they're looking to do a big push at the moment with the London Symphony Orchestra to bring more,
to people's attention.
I think they're holding it down pretty well in that regard. No, but to bring more black and brown faces into the London Symphony Orchestra. And then that's even what's kind of crazy when you look at...
the Chinique Orchestra's doing a good job of that too. But carry on.
But no, so, but specifically with the LSO, because it feels like a pretty white affair when you go and see the London Symphony Orchestra. But even I was watching it as part of the proms this year. They had the big band.
Mingus thing?
No, not the Mingus thing. It was like the two big bands. Oh, damn. Now that I'll remember the name in about 15 minutes. but the two the big band sessions. And it was just interesting to see how few black faces there were, even in the
BBC
Bazaar.
Big Bang, yeah.
Yeah, no, but this was like the London. Oh, my dad used to play with one of the conductors. But you just need to rewind just 20, 30 years, and it's virtually everybody's black in the big band.
So think about it. Like, I know you've thought this 20, 30, 40 years' time, is hip hop going to be fronted by people who don't look like us? Or is it going to feel weird for young black people to want to get into hip-hop? And it sounds ridiculous
I've
now.
I've never actually thought about that, to be honest.
I've ruminated it long, because you think about jazz's place in the 50s and 60s, and it's universal music, it's music for everyone, but certainly the idea of black people feeling excluded from jazz would have been odd. Whereas now, it's like, what are you listening to that music for, fam?
I know. And that's what this is, because I mean, I come from a family of musicians, and my niece, she's a mean ass piano player. But, you know, I was explaining to her how the kind of what she's able to tune into from being exposed to jazz music, like on a harmonic level, is different. Because when you listen to pop music now, it's on a harmonic level, it's kind of is basic, yeah. You know, and I'm not saying that to like knock it.
Even to
I'm
the
just 80s saying
and 70s, like there was a lot more harmonic.
Yes, and 80s and 70s is because you had people like Quincy Jones, yeah, who came from a deep big band, yeah, bebop jazz background,
or even
which
Billy
gives
Joel,
you,
who you could tell respected that.
Exactly, all of these cats from, and you can hear that in how the music is put together. Whereas now it's like you're literally just dealing with like the same three, two, four, one kind of thing, chord progressions, and there's a beauty in that simplicity too. But it's so. That's
not
partly why I think, yeah, it gets pretty mundane. Mm. But that's what partly why I think a record like Thriller or Michael Jackson is so still sounds so awesome, because you have Quincy Jones bringing that big brand ear and approach to how the music was put together.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's a sad to me that this isn't something where
I'm excited,
young
though.
I think care about.
I feel it's an opportunity, and I'm sure musicians are peeping that everywhere, and MCs. Like, it's when everyone is going 140 BPM and trap and real minimal, and everyone's going that star. Great.
The same sounds.
Cool.
The
fam,
same.
You do that. I'm going to bring back. Look, Jay-Z's done it this year. Brought back that classic hip hop sound with No ID. Great album. It's a bit of a curveball sonically, and you think somebody in his 40s still has something to say. It's just against the grain and against the curve. And I think that that's always going to be exciting when people start to create a new orthodoxy. That other people would be like, nah, that sounds whack to me. I want to do me.
Yeah. You've got some young cats doing some incredible stuff with jazz. Like, have you heard Blue Lab Beats?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, it's two kids on stage. One of them, NKOK, works with Aja Luna. Another one, you know, David Mrakapop?
Nah.
Okay, so he just plays in all the jam bands over all these years.
Okay.
So there's two of them on stage, one with an MPC and one with like a guitar, a bass, and a piano.
Just
and
getting
what
busy.
They were doing, like, they were bringing classics from the 70s, and everyone's just like shocking out. I'm like, these kids are like 22.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like the age, the ethnicity, it doesn't really ever have to define what music you like to do.
Absolutely.
And how you do
and
it.
There's never been a time now, you know, before that we could cross reference so many different eras of music, you know?
Mm.
I find that with young jazz students specifically, people you might have had to sort of force to listen to Lester Young or anything pre Coltrane. And now, like, nah, of course, Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, it's all a continuum because I can click on Spotify and hear it all, or YouTube and see the straight lines that link people.
Mm, so what about the London jazz scene then? Like, where is the, what would you say for people who do want to hear like more
say,
that's going on?
Is probably pop along to my show.
Exactly!
On Thursday, if you want to know more about the London jazz scene.
Yeah, what's happening on Thursday?
Come buy my album. Thursday, seriously, it's at Rich Mix in Shoreditch, which is an incredible venue. I used to do a little Sunday residency there a few years ago. So I'm really looking forward to coming back, and we're going to be hitting it with my trio, which is Nick Jerd on bass, Will Glazer on drums, two great young jazz musicians. And London is incredible.
Oh, sorry, just the three of you?
Yeah,
okay.
Man, and a whole lot of special other tricks and spills, but you'll see.
So it's just three, bass, drum, sax?
It's the magic number. Mm. Yeah, man, you'll dig
lovely.
It, yeah, definitely. But I was just going to say, like, London is a very furtive place. The whole country is a very furtive place for jazz right now, and people are just doing their thing.
Yeah.
You've got... You know,
Ezra
Nuria.
Collective.
You've got Nuria, Ezra Collective, the individuals in it, like Femi Colossi and Nubia Garcia. Of course, Shabaka, my brother from another mother, he's been putting in work. Now it's getting recognized internationally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got the pleasure to play with Tom Skinner, who's an incredible musician, and he was playing with Mulatu just last week. So I don't feel like there's any excuses left, really.
Yeah.
It's just like, just put it out there. Like, Americans are loving Skepta and Stormzy and Getz and all that, and they're just being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People are lapping up original acoustic music, Moses and Binker. You know, they're all doing well. And so it's a good time.
Because, Moses and Binker, they won a great award earlier as well this year, didn't they, too?
Yeah.
But no, I think people are ready for a new sound, aren't they? They're ready to, like, to open their ears to something else. And that's why I think that this is a great opening for British artists and things. But you've got a track that you're going to perform for us live.
Am I?
Is that correct?
Well, I wasn't sure what we're gonna do.
Well, you sent me a track, Waved.
I sent a few. Cool. I'll tell you what would be nice, if you've got time, like, play that one, because there's already saxophone on it.
Okay.
At least some of it.
Yeah.
And then maybe find an instrumental. I'd love to do a short little freestyle.
Oh, as in our own instrumental?
Yeah, well,
I'll give you a beat if you want, bro.
Well, no, because then you're going to hang around for the open mic.
Is that terrible? Like, linger, where it'll be like a bad smell. Still sweaters in the building.
That happens a lot. I'm just too nice to tell people they stink.
Man, no. Don't fumigate me.
Yeah, no, but we would love you to hang. I would love to hear you on the open mic today if you're happy to hang out.
I'm happy to hang out. And even just without the open mic, just to do a 16 or something, because I love Marv and I, we've actually ciphered.
I would love to as well, but we have like a green room full of MCs. So, you know, we're short on time. So, shall I hit this track waved?
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
Do what you gotta
do. Ready to roll?
But 20th of September, Thursday, Soweto Kinch live at Rich Mick Shoreditch. Don't miss it. That was my cinema guy voice, was it?
I loved it. But are you performing all this?
No.
Oh, you're just playing it as is. Joined by Soweto Kinch in the studio.
I'm enjoying listening to
it. It's Food Bar Radio. I'm loving it already. Shouts out to Andreas, Casey, locked into the show, Maria H. KB Finn, Jules Vic, we got the open mic coming
HKB
up soon.
Finn, what up?
And a whole load of dope gigs to shout out for you as well. This is Food Bar Radio, open mic on the way. Marv Radio in the house. We'll be right back. I'm loving it.
Glad. Happy, happy.
I'm loving it. Sweat O'Kitch.
Sounds even sick alive.
And that track's called Waved.
It's called Waved.
So yeah. Is that from the new project?
It is from my latest album called Nonogram, which you can catch all over, what do you call it, Spotify and iTunes. And you can actually buy physical copies from Music Glue or from the show.
Cool. And what are the links that people need to know about?
You need to go to Soweto-Kinch.com. But more importantly, just add me on the whole Twitter, Instagram, Facebook shebang and keep in touch. That's Soweto-Kinch.
Lovely. And make sure you get down to the show this week, Thursday, the 21st in London at Rich Mix. Soweto is going to be doing a very dope live show. I'm looking forward to seeing some of that. But yeah, we thought it would be even more, well, not even more amazing, but extra amazing to hear Marv Radio, who is in the studio with us too. And Soweto, just freestyle it out quickly.
We're going to go straight into it, bruh.
We've got the open mic coming up, but first...
Yo, you can't play me, bro. I'm getting crazy with the flow that's like H2O. In case you didn't know, I got a ratio. It's me plus my brethren, Marv Radio. We gon' do this, you know, while I rock the beat. We got Sarah Love and she's rocking combat fatigues. Right now, I'll be a rhyme beast. I'll never ever decease, cause now I'm bringing the war, not peace. Of course, I said it straight off the forehead. You could record it. I talk straight up in short dicks. Yeah, I straight walk a mic. I do not apologize. I'm not a hipster type, but tomorrow I'll be a Hawks tonight. And that's the way that we the heavy beast, while I'm representing from Birmingham to Bethnal Green. You know, because we on one, representing for www.foodballradio.com. What, MCs, they don't want it though. I'm jumping off the track like Geronimo.
That was absolutely lovely. Thank you so much for coming. The short but sweet. My good, what a tease for Thursday.
Yeah, man. You have to pass through, you know?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Make sure you come and join us. There's so many dope shows happening this week as well. In hip hop, we got the whole gig guide up on the FUBAR hip hop page. That's foodbarradio.com/shows/hip hop, including Task Force, Rodney P, Skinny Manor at the Jazz Cafe this week. You got Living Proof down at Village Underground. Big Noid is in town. The Flow Assist is going to be in town. And the Ghost Face Killer is also performing. But most importantly, Thursday, Rich Mix, Soweto Kinch.
Don't miss that one.
And you're going to be chilling with us for a little minute before you go anywhere, because we're about to get into the open mic.
Oh.
And who knows if you get, if either Marv or Soweto get tempted,
inspired
to get involved. So hold tight. This is Sarah Lovis, FUBAR Radio. Open mic is up next. FUBAR Radio presents
Incorporated.
We went to another party yesterday, courtesy of Glenmorangie Whiskey. We were probably the most interesting people there.
Okay. Well, you definitely were. You got a photo in the paper.
I got added to the...
I saw that.
It's so funny, though, because everyone gets this frame for their photo, nice squared-off photo, and it's just me added in, making it like a fucking scrapbook.
Right on the end as well, so if you want, you could tear that bit of the paper out.
In like little brackets, says, this photo is also available without Michael Payne. That even standing for real. Diversity quotas for the win.
Every Wednesday,
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Yes, it's your boy Tony Rotten, aka Black Twang in the Flesh. And right now you're with Sarah Love, doing it big, Rotten Nostra family. Yeah, from 19 no long, you know.
Y'all. I came out the magnolia like the beetle, the genie or the incense smoke from the church people, mixed with the prayers of the people. Pollination, soprano watch the pollination, global recalibration. Rock Nation causing shock waves in the basement. 7,000 kilohertz with every verse I heal the earth. With every line I drop the tears of man into a cloud and a fine mist until it burst and rain from the brain. Snowflakes for the pain, the flow is just so insane. We wondering why you came. Here's a jewel, son. Be yourself, quit looking like someone else. Get your dignity off yourself. The true Jedi code is stealth, stay in tune with whatever else. The Asiatic galactic, master of the Atlas, author of mathematics, civilized the savage, terrorized the clerics.
First.
Big black chief like Robert Parrish. I broke the deputy neck while metal face shot the sheriff. Soul rebel in the deadly bout with the devil, conquering every level. The best part is where I settle. Spread love through every ghetto, plus suburbia. Me over the track is an acquisition and merger. Couldn't be any verbal. Woke the game up into a fervor. The Disappear like the burglar, the style you never heard of. The very premise is murder, but sweeter than the wordless. Roam the earth like Bedouins and Berbers. The great ancient gore emerging through your server.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Rock the whole land, Sharik Allahu by far. GasDrawers.com. Rock, rock, y'all, between the TikTok, y'all.
I know it.
Doom out the vortex to your neocortex. Your guess who spit the rawness as good as Gore-Tex. Metal face, turtleneck vest, built in support bra. Standard issue for bras, carbon like your sports car. Anybody ask, he retired. Tried to hold the villain to task, he was fired. Fired up, his own boss on strike. Accused of using hot pepper sauce on the mic. Get tossed on a spike or cross if you like. So be cautious, leave him nauseous as pork sausages. Villain. Salami and some bacon and some ham. Plans get mistaken for a scam, aw damn fam. Bless the child who all his own, none can master respect. Sound wave transformed like Rumble Ratchet Eject. It's more secret than Al Gore's wallet. A foul Thor's comet or Star Wars bombing.
Or that Galliard's armpit, darn it. I promise.
Brand new sounds of Doom and J Electronica. The track is called Light Years. That's the second track from the 15-song Doom project, which is the Missing Notebook Rhymes. And Doom announced just a couple weeks back the plan to release a song per week over the next 13 weeks. So there's a cool load of stuff that's going to be, you know, you hear it all here first. And that's the first, it's sort of like a KMD album lead up and everything as well, but you know, we'll keep you posted with all that goodness. It's myself, Sarah Love. My Stiggy isn't here today, but I've been joined by special co-host Marv Radio.
It's been fun.
It's been lovely to have you here. And we were also just speaking to the super marvellous Soweto Kinch.
Genius.
But now, party people, it's that regular time of the show where we like to open up the mic and we're joined by some hungry MCs. I'm thinking, who have we got? Let's introduce yourself. First up, this side, we have Street Oracle. Lovely to have you here, Street Oracle. Cheers. Where are you from?
Canterbury.
Canterbury! Yeah. What, did you travel from Canterbury today?
Yeah, all the way.
Very good. This is what I like. You see, on this show, we represent the UK north to south. MCs are doing big things out here. And then, up next, we have
Mac J.
Lovely to see. Where are you coming, hailing from, Mac J?
We're actually from Lewisham, but I live in Croydon.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. South London representative.
Okay.
I won't hold that against you or anything. No, I'm joking. And then we also have another lovely MC.
I'm Zola Root from Falmouth, Cornwall.
Long way. Whoa. Oh my God! Today from Cornwall.
And I came up on Friday. No, sorry. Yeah, Friday. Sorry.
Okay, that's cheating. Yeah. You don't get props for that, then. Yeah. And then Reds, welcome.
Hi there. How you doing? You alright?
Yes, I'm great. Where are you hailing from, Reds?
I'm from Norwich. I thought I came a long way, but I've been trumped by him. So.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm loving this. So we've got a battle of all corners of the UK about to take
Isn't
place.
Even like and a train line that goes to all those places.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then that glass of water is not going to get knocked over, is it? And then Marv might end up getting give it to me, give me the glass of water, I'll take care of this, Mum's got your back. And yeah, who knows, maybe Soweto will also spit something for us. And every week on the open mic, you know, we always showcase some super fresh producers as well. And this week on the beat we have DJ Rhythm. So should we do this? Are you guys ready to rock? Who's going to set it off first? Street Oracle?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, make sure you go nice and close to the mic because I want to hear every word. Shit. It's the open mic, it's food bar.
Rewrite a system revolution. I got them listening, my convictions got them looting. I'm in and out of stations, not patience when I'm moving. First place vacant when I'm staking, I ain't losing. You were just one rhyme scheme. Shit, I'm so damn clean. I'm so damn green. Can't take their eyes off me. That's why their eyes on me. It's like it's hypnology. So go and sip your tea because you just pissed off me. And I'm the wrong motherfucker. Fucking G for you to start off. Man thinks he's Pablo, we can't even shot a half us. So they just start soft, then they get to bigger bars. But they didn't know what eat them up for dinner cars.
Oh. Okay, okay, Street Oracle.
Yeah, listen.
Mac J.
The man that I'm is sought for off authority. Minorities, quarter of the population. Majorities, full cooperation. All those that taught us with less explanation. Distress is a mess for a reputation. Met our neglections in this operation presentation. I keep the motivation to the highest rotation. Like a radio station by staying innovation. By manipulating devastation into rhymes. I'm the mastermind with the super ever super blasted rhymes. I'm indeed healing your speakers. Really mean what I'm speaking, but practicing what I'm preaching.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, go, go, go. If you're gonna get involved.
Let me get my speech in. I don't even know what I'm saying, but I'ma keep freestyling till I'm through the ceiling. Man, I'm a cantankerous African. I don't even have a freaking battle plan. My only plan is to one day become the man and freaking make $1 million and hit Donald Trump with a travel ban. Damn it, cause I don't give two shits. I make music, I beat a pugilist loosen on two fists. Who's this? I roll straight through a blue mist. MCs, they lose quick, get a few kicks. Right, because I do spit and bar well. I ain't vibes, but I do have a cartel. I pull the card well and keep on rhyming though, and give it next to the lyricist to rhyme and flow.
Oh. You might catch me sat fuck sipping liquor from my sippy cup. This runt make a hippie jump hurdles. This hippie jump hurdles of hell as I murmur a spell. Man, I murder it well from the cave that I dwell in. Fell in, screaming and yelling from my melancholy melon. All tight like a tenon and it's swelling up cups of adrenaline. So I let it in with a grin, chin, chin, win, win. I swap a sin for my severed wings. It's like seven tins in and I'm singing grin to grin, chinning like I love getting minging.
Yeah, yeah, my roughnecks on deck. Respect the way the grammar flip. Bad man, a flatland gravel pit savages. I start to panic, got them grabbing up the management. End city man, I'm back chatting to anarchists. Non-conformist, spots often lawless. On top the block gets hot, pop a fork in it. We've been walking it, rebel like Nesta. Since days of watching for blue lights on Vectra. 9-6 Fiesta, fives up, eyes bloodshot red. Falling, no man curse who God bless. Work late nights, phone line jammed up. Bag of duck cut free. Wax to attack subs. Bulletproof love, concrete respect. My frontline stat crew stomping the fit check. Kicking up dust, bust something rough cut. Just us around, everybody else tucked up. Oh.
Chill, man, jeez. I got a lot of patience like a good doctor. And everybody's waiting while I got the meditation. Always on a vacation. I'm freestyling while I'm getting on that elevation. Cause I'm going straight to the top of this world. And I ain't even trying to be up on top of your girl. She's trying to be on top of me, but I be celibate half the time. But half the other time, I spit half a rhyme. Then she wanna give me half a shine. I tell her stop it, don't wanna pop it. Not the red rocket, nah. I keep flowing with the flows every day. Even though my voice husky, I was performing yesterday. And the day before, and the day before that, I woke up and I was getting my jaw wrapped. Cause I was getting my jaw wrapped around the demo so I could make some money and build that shit up just like some Lego.
Jeez.
Alright,
big up 777, you know? Shit. Rewrite a system revolution. Said, rewrite a system revolution. I said, but leave it. Yeah, my whole fan be genius. Morphine shit, I got more fans than Jesus. Releases, got a couple featuring Reapers. My teachers never said I wasn't gonna be shit. So who the fuck are you to stand up to my crew? Bro, this ain't just rhyme schemes, it's haikus. I bat a man like Ryu, I'm singing as I ride through. Free my G's, I want more dons on my tunes. The anger in my veins got me red again. So I pop a Ritalin. Zanny's got me giggling, withdrawals got me fiddling. Probably have a fit and then flip out and blow out my mind on a hippie bend. I've done it 10 times as I'm writing them scripts again. On a doctor tip bumping on it as I'm killing them. Writing a literate, sky's where the limit is. Man, don't buy this bullshit about heights, man, you're killing it.
Mac J.
Yeah. Listen, most of us face harassment from the crooked police. I've even seen my own man, them homies on the streets. Yo, we are kings of queens, we need to rise above this. Cause we've got so much more to achieve. You can see life in the streets isn't what it seems to be. This isn't me getting in too deep. Easy, perfected and conceiving a start originality with no hospitality. Let alone all the casualties we try to resolve on our own accord. That's why I turn frustration into rhymes. These rhymes for the nation. For further information, we need to hear this on every radio station.
Oh,
get a standing ovation. Damn, I'm impatient. Grab a microphone and then I start elevating. I leave him just sweating in the corner. I do it so quickly. I'm my maestro, but my name ain't Mice Diggy. I still rhyme quickly. Still interline with lines. A line all sickly. Still, I'm never ever gonna miss it. I take the ticket. Sometimes I crack a microphone like a biscuit. Damn it, because you know that I can rhyme for days. Your girl loves my sharp, she calls me Isaac Hayes. Hey. Yes, I am a craze. Yo, I'm leaving C's left down with some kind of fade. Right, and I just don't leave it disabled. I can't reach the kid, you ain't Vince Cable. Trying to do this, I make music. I leave him C-shaven head like a Buddhist. Right, like I said while I rhyme sick. This is to me and all South African hybrids. I still rhyme sick, and I don't miss. I leave a lyricist outstretched, hopeless. Like I said, you are on the dipshit. And I don't even spit shit, but check me out, Rich Mix.
Yeah.
This guy never good at goodbyes. The tides rise and time flies sly right by my bright eyes, like I'm shy to a wise move. It's the white groove remover, the real Henry Hoover. That's an alcohol approver slash loser drug user with a tactical maneuver to cruise to the boozer. I got my girl by my side, so I twos her and woos her. Over her trap is the future. I saw redneck scene, I was semi half dead, lead pipe and a severed head. I'm getting Serengeti sweaty with spaghetti legs, necking kegs ready, you need to rescue me. I said blah blah blah, that's the best of me bitch, run your mouth and I'll glitch. Quick as a twitch, I kick a body in the ditch, sales pitch, picking pennies from the rich. And I'm giving them to dealers, sour D's and sativas, a sweet cheese please us, Jesus mate, your opinion's invalid, go fucking suck a nut salad.
Yo, my crowd of people, what? We ain't got a band, though. Roadblock jams, all Donnie's, no Brasco, no Benny Blanco. I ain't ever been the Bronx, I'm out in the sticks, just bucking up the trees of cop. Breaking off a little something, keep it niceness. Wolves out howling, you don't want them talking prices. Real prizes, guidance is priceless. Poor actors, teachers in ciphers, reason with disciples. I read scriptures, ancient papyrus, obtained from them chambers that cradle Osiris. Renegade scientists, alien alliances, pull up to shows on the giant great flying disc. Always in the mix, savvy with the decimals. Chemical imbalance, got my thoughts mad celestial. Bagging vegetables, slang rap professionals. Jam roadblocks, so we travel undetectable, yo.
Hey, set a microphone on fire, so it's best you ensure you're sure. I'm like a lighter, a lyrical smorgasbord. Freestyle every time, I never need a pen and paper. I'll just be that fucking hippie spiritual meditator. I bring it through every time and you just love it. And while I'm on the subject, I ride above it. I rise above it like a Boeing while I'm flowing. And I'm so fly, people like the sky is about to open. I'm about to rain on MCs, I'm talking like a king. I'm about to R-E-I-G-N, I don't know a thing until I say it. That's what I keep in the moment. I stay open and I'm so focused that I could say hocus pocus. Been intense journey getting bogus. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's the end of time, plague of locusts. I can see people getting flooded down, but I'm giving love right now so we can bring it right back. And tell these people we gotta do this tight rap, cause there's so much shite rap on this radio right now. That's why Fubar
not
do
this
it right
radio.
Not this one here, that's why I'm saying it. Wait a second, then I might appear and just say Fubar radio is always fire. That's why I come through and always get involved up in the cypher.
Oh, we love you Fubar radio, open mic.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
Trapping ain't cool, G. Well, fam, you could've fooled me. That's why I used to take from a poor like a Tory. Now I'm making more pee, your honey does adore me. And I ain't on no block with a Glock or a 40. Yeah, I know some gangstars, most of them, but I ain't bars. You'll never think this life's hard, never think this life's hard. You're the type of cat that thinks the scrap is the right laugh. Never see a trap, just some scraps and some fight scars. Watch me as I glorify this glory life of mine. Take a bad situation, spin it in the rhymes. All these killers and their knives. Got my mummy counting hers up in the kitchen when I ride. I ain't a victim in this life. All these scriptures I done write got me seeing dizzy heights. No more living off of rice, no more freezing in the night. All these scriptures I done write got me seeing dizzy heights. No more living off of rice, no more freezing in the night.
Hey, yo, listen. Over these years, I climb upstairs in the atmosphere, far from an animated evacuation. Offering patience, taking my patience to make it through the day. Without no pain and vain in all these days, I pray for better days. My life is better than the weather, changes its mood like the brother sitting next to you. Can't really tell you who's who, to tell you the truth, I really don't have a clue. Write about life for you to relate to, far from the bait truth. Break it down in the booth, from the mind inside the brain. I take the real from the fake and let the real relate. Worry about the doubts that come to round my way. I take my faith to a stage that could be entertained. Play my role to promote songs based on reality. Like casualties, of course, a devastating tragedy because of undeveloped strategies.
One wanna battle me, that's imaginary. I might just have to drag an MC back to his family. That's what happened, B. I'm a rapper, that's a tragedy. When I freestyle, I grab a mic pretty classically. First line's the type rappers shouldn't try spitting. Literally spine twisting, my mind spinning in miniature rhyme. Riddles of 5 minutes, I write sicker than I've lived in a rhyme prison for 55 years. Listen, I'm too sick, man, I just don't give two shits. Right? This isn't even technically music. It's just me chatting, babbling, talking bullshit. But that's the way it is, it's more complex than Confucius. MCs wanna lose this, but right now I'm still back making music. Right, I'm that tall, black and handsome. I hold the hurricane passes and floods Richard Branson. Damn it, that's right, it's an emergency day. And I hope they sink the whole of Virgin Trains. But anyway, cause I was late today. But right now I'm freestyling and we make it great.
I get my fix as I sacrifice a crucifix. I'm praying for apocalypse as my eyes eclipse, transfixed on the conflict in my fuzzy head. But I bounce back like a rubber bed, just praying I don't go the same way as my father did. I said, why are you talking fire when I'm straight for? When I'm straight from the lava pit, sat with the lager and the largest spliff, reading hieroglyphs off my magic scripts till my soul rips and my body slips. Nobody's bitch seem nice till I switch, make everybody twitch from my rich lit rhymes. Like I'm walking with the undead, like I'm Rick Grimes. Stepping.
Yo, we broadcast live from the puke stained pavement. Leave you feeling funky like 2 days raving. When the drums hit, man, the screw day faces. I came to do it big and the mood ain't changing. Yes, ninja, we ninja. Raise the finger. So many styles, got a list like I'm Schindler. Twisted off indica, deep in the kush bag. Bars getting up, pool city like a shook tag. Drowning hood rats, that's how it's flooding now. 365 or live cats bugging out. Round here, they don't wait till the sun is down. Freaks on the prowl. Every hour that I come around, choose life, choose chilling by the poolside. 2 weeks a year, 50 grinding, who's right? Drop that toxic flow, yes, the moonshine. Both fingers, bad boy ting, but with two nights, it's a rude boy ting. Tell about to step aside and let the rude boys in. Now we sick to the stomach, call it food poisoning. Rat attack, low plenty, crews avoiding, Lord.
Who's avoiding what? I don't know, I gotta spit because I'm fucking hot. I'm like a fire in a hand pan. I don't even know, I'm trying to do my thing. It's like a hand grenade, man. Because I put a pin out and then I'm about to win out. I never do my thing, you want a punch, I put my chin out. Cause I'm self-sacrificing with this shit. I'm just nice and with this shit. I'm like ice cream on a stick. You wanna see me in the hot, I just melt, bruh. I don't wanna play with anybody to give me the cards I fucking dealt. Cause I'm a joker, I play that poker. See me, I will stroke her. I don't even want to tell these people anymore about the fucking bullshit. Why they talking about these evil flaws? These flaws are evil. Why they trying to pull you down? That's why I go to the sky to get above the underground. Cause it all comes around cycles and the circles. That's why I be smoking on that green and on that purple. But right now I'm on a hiatus. I'm just trying to fly shit. But most of the time you see me, I could rhyme naked.
The Food Bar Radio open mic. Remember, if you want to take part in the open mic, you need to hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. MCs, send us a few snippets, examples to show us that you got what it takes to rep like these guys did on the open mic today. Producers and beat makers, email us your beats as well, because we want to represent you. It's all about the Food Bar Radio open mic. That was super, super fresh. Guys, what are the links that you need to share with everybody? Hit us first, Street Oracle.
Hit me up on Bandcamp, Street Oracle, just SoundCloud, innit? Street Oracle again, ADC.
Mac J, what's the links, man?
You can catch me on SoundCloud, MacKJay, Reverb Nation, YouTube, Facebook. I've got a new single out called That's Life on YouTube. Check it out, man. Yeah.
Yeah, loving it. What are the links?
I'm on Bandcamp, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud. That's about it, really.
What? Zellaroot?
Zellaroot. Zellaroot.
Very nice.
Yeah, you can catch me on SoundCloud, Chronic Red Eye Music, or on Twitter at Soldier Souls Reds. I've got a new video up on YouTube at Soldier Souls TV. So we got
Marv, what are the links to share with people?
Yeah, so go on Spotify and search Marv Radio for my EP Change the Radio. You can go on YouTube and search Marv Radio Space. I'm going to send that track to you so you can play it soon.
Definitely.
Got new stuff coming all the time at Marv Radio on everything. Don't know.
Soweto, remind the people, this Thursday, what are the links and everything they need to know about?
Well, this Thursday, I'm playing at Rich Mix in Shoreditch, the 21st, so come check that out. And the socials, it's just at Soweto Kinch on most things. It's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. SoweToKinch for y'all dyslexic motherfuckers out there.
And shouts out to DJ Rud Im on the beat. I was feeling that beat very much. Soweto Kinch in the studio. Thank you, Marv, so much
for joining me
for the entire show today. Shouts out also to G-Bag, who won EOW this week, the UK champion 2 years running. Street Oracle, G-Bag. Reds, Mac J, Zollaroot. Sorry, you're testing me. Thank you. And thank you to you guys for listening to the show, because you know this show is all about you. Up next, you're going to have Pain and Sylvester taking care of you on Food Bar Radio. Next week, me and Mice will be reunited in full effect. So make sure you lock in if you've missed anything. The link to hit up is foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. But everybody, this is an important song that we end every show with, you know, because it's all about spreading the vibe of unity. Togetherness, we can build and we can be stronger. It's the power of unity. I love you.
Love, love,
I'm the
love.
James.
Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity.